Good morning, good afternoon, whenever you listen. Thank you for listening to the Mad Bummer Racing Podcast. We got some housekeeping things to take care of. First and foremost, happy holidays. We got Christmas up on us, New Year's, and whatever other holidays you all celebrate. I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody. So, happy holidays to everybody. We got just some quick announcements. We got the YouTube channel has launched. At the same time as this video goes live, we're going to get the backlog of videos uploaded onto the YouTube channel. And once those are uploaded, it'll be current. So we got one a week for now. And once everything gets caught up, I'm probably going to double up on uploads on the YouTube channel. Probably just throw all of them up there at one time or over the course of like 2 weeks. Probably all up until the first of the year, and then once we get everything caught up and current, we're gonna have everything YouTube and the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. They're all gonna come out at the exact same time, and then hopefully sooner rather than later, we're gonna get some video so we can have video podcasts and get some guests on here. So 2022 is gonna be super busy. Probably not January 1st, but probably like the first week or second week of January, we're going to start 2 uploads a week. And yeah, we're going to get busy, man. What other announcements we got? So all the links in the description will be, all the links will be in the description for the YouTube channel. The TikTok is doing well. I'll post more TikToks and more things about what we got going on here. On TikTok, the Instagram is doing well. The links with all the social media will be in the description. One more thing. So we got, if you don't know, we got Young Soul Candles. They're helping us out with making some collaboration with some candles. Later on, probably in February of next year, it'll be a Mad Bomber or a Young Soul by Mad Bomber collaboration candle. It'll be smelling really good, so we'll have that up on the site as well. We'll have the link in the description when it comes to that. So more to come for that. And other than that, let's get into it. So if you haven't been watching, Ken Block and the Hoonigan team, of course, like I said before, they are single-handedly probably the best thing to happen to the automotive industry. They got Audi to build them a one-off prototype of an Audi S1 e-tron for a Gymkhana video. Like, how do they manage to pull that off? Like, that's just, those are things that dreams are made of. Like, you can't even fathom having a auto manufacturer such as Audi create you a prototype car for you to literally go and throw around corners into showcase electric technology. I'm not the biggest fan of electric cars, but I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Audi basically said, you know what, we'll build it for you. Cool. So again, the Hoonigans, they are hands down the best thing that's ever happened to the automotive industry. This weekend, I think there was the LZ Invitational. I didn't get a chance to watch the stream, but I saw some things on it this morning, and it looks pretty good. It looks pretty fun. I'll try and catch it again and do a recap on it shortly after, maybe for like a podcast later on, do a recap of it. But it's just looking really good, man. Everything as far as the community is concerned has been really, really hyping up. I didn't realize that Super Street was a part of Motor Trend. Like, when did that happen? I thought Super Street was always on its own. I didn't realize they became part of Motor Trend or partner with Motor Trend or something like that. But I go on there to look at, you know, some articles and see what news is on, and sure enough, Motor Trend, Super Street news, like, okay. That's news to me. I guess I don't look up that news that often, but what I eventually found was in 2023, the Nissan Z-Rogue replaced the GTRs in the GT500 series, which is cool. If you haven't seen those pictures, I'll post a couple of those on my Instagram too. This Nissan Z looks really good in GT500 form. I think it's going to be amazing. And it says that Chris Forsberg will be piloting one in the 2022 Formula D series, which I'm hoping that he keeps the stock V6 twin turbo and not swap it to like a GTR twin turbo, simply because it only makes sense to have, if you have like a new chassis, right, to run the engine that it came with, to then be able to develop it further, because that helps the community. That actually helps the aftermarket a lot too. Usually, like what happens is, especially for example, when the BRZs came out, everybody did 2JZ swaps, right? When the FRS 2JZ FRS and BRZ came out, everybody did 2JZ swaps, and then there was no development on the engine itself, except from like, you know, Japanese manufacturers, and that development was really, really slow. And so people, I feel like it was, now it's starting to catch up, but at the beginning it was kind of slow. Same thing for the new Supra, is everybody had pulled out the engines in the Supra, except for Papadakis Racing. They were one of the few, if not the only one, in Formula D to keep the stock engine if they did run the new chassis. But everybody was doing swaps. Like even Ryan Turk did a V10 swap on his, and that's cool and all, but it's like, if you don't develop the engine that comes in it, then it doesn't help the consumer in a way, if that makes sense. So maybe we'll see what happens with Chris Forsberg. I'm excited to see what happens with all of these new builds, with these new cars that are coming out. And maybe it'll be a good thing, maybe it'll be a bad thing, I don't know. But the the Super GT GT500 cars are basically GT3 cars, and they look amazing. Again, I'll post some pictures on my Instagram about it once this go live. And yeah, just pay attention to that. And as far as the 240 is concerned, I've been pretty relaxed on it. I got the front subframe out. I think I told you all that. And so it's been slow. It's gotten a little cold. It's like 38 degrees, so it then got cool and cooled off a lot. And so with the holidays, it's been hard to get out and work on the car recently. But we'll get back to it, and we're gonna pull the rear subframe. I decided not to mess with any of the interior for right now, and just, you know, build up what I can. So I have to get things apart, and I gotta get a list. I've been saying I need to get this list together with these parts forever, but I've been slacking on that. I've been slacking for a while, and I need to do that, and that's top priority right now. And so once that's taken care of, and then we'll start getting some parts ordered and getting some things put back together, and get that engine over to the machine shop so that can be taken care of too. But with the holidays coming up, it's just been really difficult to do anything as far as getting out in the garage, because it's been extremely cold. Well, not extremely cold, but it didn't get cold. It's like I said, it's like 38 degrees, and it's like, you know, it's kind of hard to get out of there. Just another piece of news that I saw too. If you haven't seen this Pagani YRR, check it out, man. I know, like, a lot of us, like, none of us can afford the car. Like, even if we could afford it at this point, like, the car is just, there's a waiting list that's 14 deep. And out of the 30 they promised to build, they're already sold. So, yeah, if you can get on the waiting list, if you have it, it's an amazing looking car. It has a, yeah, I'll just pop post that, because I don't even want to get in. I can do a whole episode on just that car on its own. It's just amazing. What Pagani can do with a car, just, I don't even know how that team even comes up with anything. They just built these things out of their mind, or what? I don't even know how. I don't know. It's just mind-boggling what they can come up with with these cars, man. I don't even understand it. But that's really about all that I got for today. It's been pretty slow with news. It's been pretty chill, man. The holidays coming up, so, you know, a lot of stuff hasn't really been happening. Nobody's really been doing much of anything. So, Other than that, thank y'all for listening. I know this was a short episode, and I didn't mean to make it a short episode, but it was short, and we'll have another one next week. So thank y'all for listening.